Hey guys, I'm going to have very little spice and controversy in this video. I just want to ask a simple question. Will Witcher 4 be woke? I want to just look at the facts. I'm not doing conjecture. I'm not doing conspiracy theories. I'm going to present the facts before you and you can decide, will Witcher 4 be a woke, garbage, leftist 2024 girl boss game, or will it be a based game? So just right off the bat, so I'm sure everybody has seen the Witcher 4 trailer. I'm not going to play that. But just right off the bat here, notice the marketing material from 2 years ago showing the cover of the game seems to indicate that Geralt would be the star of the game. And we know that's not true. So they recently changed the art to indicate that Ciri is now the star of the game. But they wanted you to think that Geralt was the star of the game for a while. And we're going to notice that trend here. Doug Cockle got slapped by CD Projekt for saying Geralt is in The Witcher 4, but not as the main character. And he said, even if I did know, I'd have to lie to you. CD Projekt Red did not want the information getting out that Geralt was not the main character of the game. So this is going to be a recurring theme that you're going to notice. They know that they're trying to push a game that we don't want, and they're trying to hide it. I've got a lot of stuff here that I want to look at. Let's just kind of go through it one thing at a time. So the first thing we need to talk about is who created The Witcher 3. And it's all the guys on the screen here. All of these evil white men who created Witcher 3. And what you might notice about practically every single one of these people is that they're no longer at CDPR. Yes, that's right. Ex-Witcher and Cyberpunk devs making an apocalypse game a twist. Basically, they started a new studio called Rebel Wolves. This is basically all of the guys that were responsible for Witcher 3, and they are gone now. They are no longer at the company. So you might ask, who is working on Witcher 4? Great question. These are the folks working on Witcher 4. You've got a lesbian who worked at Sweet Baby Inc. working on the game. You've got a gay cuck. You've got many women working on the game, and you've got another gay liberal cuck working on the game. So right off the bat, guys, this is a very, very bad sign. These were the men who were responsible for Witcher 3, and they are no longer at CD Projekt Red. But there's some reasons for that. And let's check out this website called the Diversity and Inclusion website for CD Projekt Red. It says, our purpose is to create revolutionary role-playing games with memorable stories. Down below, talks about these things. Diverse teams. Our identity is the core of who we are, and it's what we share with others while working together. The potential that can be unlocked through diversity strengthens our games, communities, and teams. Openness to everyone's backgrounds creates more meaningful collaboration and ideas. Basically, if you're a white guy, bye, you're gone. Ooh, inclusive leaders. Inclusive leaders create healthy teams and relationships based on trust and understanding. Our diversity fuels us to create an inclusive environment where authentic leaders have the skills to listen to every person, overcoming, oh no. Anytime you see this word, unconscious bias, you are effed. Your game is done. You know, something I've noticed in a lot of these retarded gay reports is they always quote this statistic. They say diverse teams are more efficient or diverse teams do better work or something like that. False. This has been proven 25,000 times. Diverse teams do worse work by every possible metric. Again, I'm not saying I'm not anti-Black people. I'm not anti-Asian people. I'm not anti-anybody. I'm just simply saying hire people based on merit. It doesn't matter what color they are. If it's a bunch of white guys who are going to do the project best, great. If it's a bunch of Black guys who are going to do the project best, great. Just hire based on merit. That's all we've ever asked for. So overcoming unconscious biases in decision-making processes, inclusion fosters the growth and resilience of our teams who feel empowered by leaders to take risks and boldly present different points of view. Can I present a different point of view from what y'all are doing with this gay communist slop? Oh, no. You're a white man, so you're not allowed to have opinions. Equitable processes. Creating a space where everyone feels safe and respected is what we stand for. Our processes will ensure fair treatment, equal development opportunities, and fair pay. Being respected fuels our willingness to use our skills and talents to create the best games in the world. You're not. You've already shown us that you're not, because you're specifically hiring based on is it a woman? Are they brown? Whatever. Just the fact that they have a culture, diversity, and inclusion director tells me that the game is done and CDPR is cooked. And look, now they're hiding it. They're putting the degenerate homo flag on CD Projekt Red and CD Projekt Red Japan. But for some reason, they're leaving it out on the Middle Eastern one and the Russian one. So I want to talk about one thing here, and Asmongold perfectly sums it up. Basically, Endymion got into it with the president or whatever of CD Projekt Red on Twitter. President said, "We hire based on merit and talent alone." And then Endymion pointed him to his inclusion website, where they specifically say, "We will only hire you if you're a woman." So he called the dude out on Twitter. And and Asmongold had this great summary of what happened.
You can't go and say you're hiring based only off of merit when you have internship programs that discriminate against men, and you also have stated goals that are uploaded by the official company YouTube account that explicitly say that you want to hire based off of demographics and identity. They're fucking lying.
They are using diversity and inclusion policies. They're not hiring based on talent. They're not hiring based on merit. They're not hiring who is good, the best at the job. They are hiring because you're black, white, Chinese, because whatever color you are. But guys, let's get into some of these hires. I want to talk quickly about some of the people that they hired. So this guy was like an animator on Witcher 3. Somehow this guy has been made the game director on Witcher 4. And the only reason you would do that kind of a promotion is because everybody is quitting. And I truly think everybody is fleeing this company. And that's why somebody like this would get hired to be the game director on the game. So he was a nobody on Witcher 3, and he was probably promoted for his leftist politics. And you'll see that kind of in some of his tweets. So here he retweeted a painting of Ciri. And my immediate thought was like, what is up with the fat Ciri? Like saggy boobs, like big rectangular body type. It looks like a man. It looks like a man dressed up in a woman outfit, which is always what these degenerates say. They're satanic, guys. These gays and troons, they're satanic. And they love this stuff. So I also noticed that Sebastian retweeted this really ugly painting of Ciri. And apparently this is the Ciri that we're going to get, really ugly, mannish Ciri. I also noticed that he retweeted and liked this abomination from the Game Awards. So yeah, dude, the dude is a total woke homo leftist cuck, and that's a really bad sign. Let's talk about somebody else here, and her name is Mary Kinney. And she used to be at Insomniac, and as you know, Insomniac did a bunch of stuff with Sweet Baby Inc. and was just a complete disaster. But she was recently hired within the past couple of years by CD Projekt Red. And a lot of people are saying she's working on Cyberpunk, but I'm sure she's doing additional writing for The Witcher games as well, because they said like 80% of their staff is working on Witcher 4 right now. So let's delve into some of her beliefs. Mary Kinney, that, you know, they've always got the crazy eyes here. You can always spot them by the crazy eyes. She said this: "It also tells us something heartbreaking, that LGBTQ gamers don't feel that developers are thinking of them when they design games. There are so many LGBTQ developers, and we want what players want, to design experiences that tell the player we're here, we're important, and we belong." And then finally, she said this: "We need to pull every lever we have. Characters, community, support, mechanics to make it so." Guys, this is what you get when you hire satanic, depraved LGBTQ activist women like this. People who are saying that we need to pull every lever to push our godless, evil, satanic agenda. That's what she's saying. We got to pull every single lever we have. She said this: "Some of you don't seem to understand how narrative consulting on games works, but don't worry, I do. Yes, this is about Sweet Baby, because I've worked with that team and they're one of the finest in the biz." Dear God, like, look at this. Just look at this creature right here. She retweeted, "Now, anti-woke people call it one of these, and they flock to it like flies on a turd." awesome. So she has a very, very high view of people who are anti-woke. This was something else that she retweeted from this account, 8-Bit Closed Fist. It's just like an angry leftist black dude with 1,000. He has 1,000 subscribers. Sorry, you suck, dude. This guy said this. Add a little bit more drip here. Add some drip there. Even though it's winter, we don't need a puff jacket. We're chilling. He said, they say, all right, bet, move on. I hope this wasn't this white woman saying bet and talking about drip, because that's cringe. Finally, he concluded, in fact, it helped us get more interesting, better characters, or else every character in the video game would still be Aiden Pierce from Watch Dogs or Old Boy from Days Gone. Well, his name wasn't Old Boy. I don't know what she's talking about. Old Boy from Days Gone. Sorry, that shit is boring. Code, white people are boring. Code, we hate white men. Even though normal guys are their primary demographic, they hate men. If they don't see the value in what you're asking for when you ask for consultants, when you ask for research, go have a coffee with your marketing team and just terrify them with the possibility of what's going to happen if they don't give you what you want. So this is social terrorism. They're hijacking people to put their satanic, retarded, leftist policies in games. Let's move on to somebody else who was hired by CD Projekt Red. And this dude's a homo. I don't really care if I say his name wrong. Is it Cian? I'm going to call him Cian Marr. Lore designer. So the dude is a freelance writer. He lives in Dublin, Ireland. I know some folks in Dublin, and it's very, very progressive, very gay there. I'm sure he worships Satan, just like everybody who is in the LGBTQ community. They're all satanic devil worshipers. He previously worked for The Gaver, and he previously worked for IGN, to let you know what kind of a sad loser beta cuck this guy is. Let's look at some of his tweets. Cian said, unfriendly reminder that anyone who responds to calls for diversity with how is this fair, hiring should be based on skill, usually has no skill whatsoever. If you claim you can't get a job because you're straight and white, I'm sorry, you can't get a job because you're shite. People would rather be bigoted and blame the fact they're straight white men on their inability to get a job than, you know, the fact they're not quite as good as a writer as they'd like to think, which ironically is a byproduct of unfounded straight white man confidence. Cian, they're not hiring based on merit. That's the point here. If they were hiring based on merit, they'd probably hire a bunch of guys. Liberal troon who chopped their dick off and is confused about their sexuality. They said, in 2020, I want muscles so I can effectively punch gamers and also so I can carry cute people and dogs of any size easily. Cian said, I didn't realize until this tweet, but this is now also what I want. Christina said, I want to punch gamers, or you want CG to punch you. And then Cian says, me and Caitlin will punch gamers together. Kiddo, you're not punching anybody, but look at this. Can you imagine this guy punching anybody? If this guy punched me or anybody I knew, this is what would happen next. This is likely what would happen next to this guy if he punched anybody that I knew. Next, he said this. Here's our report on how Jack was originally supposed to be pansexual in Mass Effect 2, but was changed to a straight romance option due to fear of backlash from Fox News. Yeah, dude, like I told you, these people are gay Satanists. He tweeted this, at gamers, I am once again asking for you to stop being toxic little weirdos. The thing I find funny about gamers complaining about how good games journalists have it is like, if you think this job is so incredibly well paid, it's not, and easy, it's not. Why don't you just do it yourself? Well, we kind of are. I don't want to take a picture of the one sitting behind me, but I have one of these sitting on my shelf right now. Because like Elon said, we are the new journalists now. And Cian, I hope that you lose your job. I hope that you get fired, and we'll be seeing you around, buddy. Another issue people were talking about with the trailer that I want to talk about is, can women be witchers? These are all of the witchers from Witcher 3. As you can see, they're all men. Being a witcher, it's kind of like being in the Marines. Like 90% of men don't even make it through. 90% of men would get killed by the Trial of the Grasses, and certainly women would never make it through. You know, this was the Trial of the Grasses, and, you know, most men wouldn't even make it through. It wasn't voluntary. The Trial of the Grasses was not something that people wanted to do, and a lot of people are rightly asking, why would Ciri go through this? I don't know how to say this guy's name. Is it Andreja, whatever, however you say his name. This was his original writing on the matter. He said, "She did not squirm, she did not struggle, she did not suffer in any tangible way. The courtesan simply closed her eyes and then she died." This was one of the few times that they tried the trial of the grasses. They gave it to a female witcher and then she died. This fruitless attempt with the courtesan had ingrained in the mage a prejudice that he would never shake. And from that day onward, of the many subjects exposed to his experiments, only a handful would be female. It killed every woman and almost every man that the trial of the grasses was performed on. It gave them, the cat eyes and the witcher powers and all that. But it was not something that was done on women. So what has changed, guys? 2024 happened. Yas Queen and Slay Queen happened. Girl Boss Games happened. And so I would say, and I think you'll agree with me, this is pretty much definitely happening. They gave Ciri cat eyes in the trailer, and all signs are pointing to the fact that they're going to throw out their own lore. Even though women could never be witchers in the books, they're going to completely throw out their own lore, and they're going to girl boss, and they're going to say, Ciri's going to be able to be a witcher. So yeah, you can see on the screen here all of the girl boss stuff that's been pushed in recent media. I've seen stuff recently. People are saying, oh, Western devs are the worst. Do I need to remind y'all that Sony is a Japanese company? Sony funded this. Sony is funding this. Sony funded this. So the East, Sony funded this right here. So the East is not completely innocent when it comes to this stuff. And some of y'all got mad at me for saying this, but cope, dude. Honestly, cope. Nintendo is as woke. Nintendo might not be as woke a company as Xbox, but Nintendo is a woke freaking company. And this is a woke video game. What did they release? One Zelda game 20 years ago with a female character? Why is Nintendo suddenly in 2024 releasing a game with a female character? If you can't see that Nintendo is a woke company, you're coping. And Nintendo, again, is a Japanese company. So there's plenty of Japanese companies that are pushing this woke nonsense, although it's certainly worst in the West. Here's another article. Nintendo underlies its commitment to diversity and inclusion. All of these companies here are woke. Nintendo is, PlayStation is, and Xbox is. Winding down and wrapping this video up, I wanted to just look at the female attractiveness of some of the characters in The Witcher game. So she's basically an adopted daughter to Geralt, so it would be gross and inappropriate, of course, and disgusting for Geralt to have a relationship with her. But me as a gamer, I can be attracted to her. She's not my daughter. Ciri is very attractive in the game. She looks like a supermodel in the game. She's very, very feminine. She's very young and she's absolutely gorgeous. The same was true with Yennefer. Yennefer has got to be one of the hottest and most attractive females in a game that I've ever seen. Same with Triss. Triss was very, very attractive, great figure, very attractive character in a game. And I want you to notice the difference here. Do you think this is related at all to the DEI? Do you think this is related to the diversity and equity and inclusion, how we're we're overcoming unconscious biases and we're creating an inclusive environment? Guys, here's what's happening is you got fat women working at the company. You got fat women. I saw an article recently that said that women outwardly will say that they want attractive women in games, and then secretly they go home and they play as a hot woman in a game because they want it. Because men want hot women in games and women want to play as hot women in games. So it's just these virtue signaling degenerate troons who are pretending like they want unattractive characters in games. And I know that this Ciri on the right is not unattractive. She's not some ugly monstrosity, but she's certainly not as attractive as this. A young, very feminine, very attractive Ciri. And if you can't tell the difference, you might be gay, dude, if you can't tell the difference between these two between these two Ciris. And somebody summed it up well when they said they said 29 versus 30. You know, the woman on the right owns cats, and the woman on the left just got out of college. So, but guys, doesn't it all make sense here? This was who worked on The Witcher 3. These were the dudes who put a hot Ciri in a game because a bunch of dudes were working on the game. And now that you have a bunch of ugly Troons and creatures who are confused about their sexuality working on the game, you've got an ugly ass Ciri. Are we really surprised at this point? There's absolutely nothing surprising about Witcher 4 going woke. And this game has completely gone woke. So, guys, I just want to close out with the fragile masculinity and the 100% incel tears. And you've got these girl boss characters laughing at you and making fun of you. And, I'm sure this was just fan art or something by some woke, degenerate Satanist fan. But keep this image in your mind, guys. When we need to go buy games this coming year, I personally think we need to do a complete ban on all of the games on the screen here. Ghosts of Yotei, Assassin's Creed Shadows, Avowed, Intergalactic, The Heretic Prophet, South of Midnight, Fable 4. Just a complete and outright ban. Do not buy these games. Post publicly, exposing everyone you know to the anti-male, anti-Christian, anti-morality, pro-Satanist, pro-LGBTQ, pro-degeneracy stances that all these games take. And we just need to do a complete and outright ban of all of these games. I did play within the past month, I played the Indiana Jones game. But what I did was I paid like $5 for Game Pass just so I could give Microsoft as little money as possible. And it wasn't, to be honest, Indiana Jones wasn't a horribly woke game, so I enjoyed my time with it. But as far as these games, we're just going to do a complete and outright ban on all of these games. And I hope you guys agree with me. So guys, just in closing here, answering the question, will Witcher 4 be woke? Absolutely, dude. This is going to be an incredibly woke game. They've hired a bunch of diversity consultants who work at Sweet Baby Inc. Witcher 4 is setting up to be one of the wokest games we've seen in a really long time. So I'm going to get out of here. Bye.